Okay. We would like to have a moment of silence for a community member passing away at George Kalik. So if you could please join me in a moment of silence, please, for George and his family. Okay. Adoption of the agenda as amended. We have a mover.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda as amended.
Seconder.
I'll second that.
All in favor. Thank you. That passes. Adoption of the minutes of the regular meeting of July 7th, 2026.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes.
Seconder.
I'll second that.
All in favor. Thank you. That passes. Delegations 4.1, not seeing any. Correspondence 5.1, a letter from the Minister of Health and Social Services, Honorable Brad Cathers, Yukon Government, regarding health infrastructure in Carmen, July 15th, 2026. Send this over to Blake if you want to speak on that.
Sure, yeah. So that we got this letter on July 15th from Minister Cathers. This was in response to the joint letter that was sent from LSCFM and the Village of CarMax coming out of the March Joint Council meeting. There was a request to send a joint letter asking for more investments from YG in health infrastructure in the community, in particular due to the aging infrastructure of the health center, but also the lack of space in the community for YG services, health services. And so this, so we submit, we sent a letter in, we sent a letter to both Minister Belmore and Minister Cathers jointly back in April. And so this was, we've already received a letter from Minister Belmore back a couple months ago, basically saying that it was with her colleague, Minister Cathers, and we just received this letter. So in summary, it's basically saying that there are a number of communities needing health infrastructure and that it is being assessed at the moment. And that it's that he looks forward to meeting to discuss health and social priorities in the community.
Let's say that they made a visit to the health center here.
I think they visited the social workers. I don't actually know if they
Not
visited.
the actual health
Yeah.
center, but we could follow up with a letter also. Maybe is this part of our joint council meeting with LSCFN on there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be good to have a chat with LSC on that. Yeah, any other questions on the letter from Minister?
No, I suggest we just keep pushing though.
Yep.
Ask them for their priority list, maybe once they have it established.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Minister Cathers. Right. Council activity reports. Councillor Hanson.
Has been inactive again.
Enjoying your summer, are you?
I am. Thank you.
That's nice. It's nice to enjoy the weather. Councillor Mitchell.
Busy at work as usual and at the fire department. We've been keeping steady between practices and calls.
Yeah. Applaud CarMax Fire Department. Did bump into the EMS and CarMax here and about the transfer of care of a patient. They said they were really happy with the response level and yeah.
I tried to call the lady today. Three times I called the hospital,
Yeah.
couldn't get home.
Great job. Councilor Wheeler?
I have heard from people in the community that the splash day was great. I didn't attend because I had other things I needed to do around the house. Other than that, I was speaking to someone who was concerned with the mayor being away, but I reassured them that he also joined us via Zoom, and part of all emails and text threads and in communication. So even though he was away, he was still taking part in what was going on in the community.
I'm here in person now.
Yes.
But hologram.
Yes.
The magic of Zoom.
Yes. Yeah, and other than that.
Thank you.
Nothing else.
People need to know that we still have plans and holidays.
While I'm back in person, just following up on a few things, but I did take in the splash day at the MERP too. It was really cool to see the LSCFN and the village come together as they have just recently and a few other things. Looking forward to going in the pool too. I heard it's back.
Yes,
I can hear the kids screaming and yelling.
I can hear them
splashing around.
I can hear them too.
Especially on hot days like today, it's really nice to have a pool open. Also responded on some calls with the fire department. And just want to say, you know, the response level that we're getting with the Delta One and stuff like that is something still to be worked on communication, on response, but it's working well for the initial calls that are coming in and collecting the data for the village. I think that's all I have. I'll hand it over to CAO Blake Rogers.
Thank you. So the one of the events coming up, it will be next week, next Wednesday, July 29th at 5 o'clock, will be a joint council meeting between the Village of CarMax and LSCFN. It'll be LSCFN that's hosting this one, so it'll be over, I believe, in the main council hall over there. I'll verify on that. We'll be sending out an agenda going up tomorrow. So
we have a time.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
Five.
I did forget to mention one thing, that the ball tournament's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Come and have fun, watch, have a dog, or
like food trucks will be there.
I'm not sure exactly but usually it's like the gravy train, or there's another one there that comes, and it's like a hot dog stand that comes.
It really looks good. Like quite a few teams have entered. All
yeah, there's like eight or nine teams.
Wow, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, a nice time.
Interrupt your...
No, that's a good segue, actually. I was going to I'll mention that in the recreation highlights, but yeah, Chanel was in today and saying that it's the most teams that have ever registered, so it should be a pretty fun event this weekend.
Yes,
that's awesome.
So just continuing work with emergency preparedness, having conversations with EMO. I should be meeting up with Colin next week. He wanted to talk about participation in Operation Nook, and also just kind of like just how the season's gone and kind of correspondence with EMO. And so obviously it's Operation Nook is on the agenda for next week's joint council meeting as well too. So we'll be able to talk a bit more about that then. Meetings. So there's just been just ongoing correspondence with residents. There was the permanent management round table 2 weeks ago. Which was really informative. I had an in-person meeting with the director and the manager of Yukon Parks on July 13th, so that was last Monday, about the contractor access to the landfill.
Yes.
And so there was just, we just discussed scheduling, and I think it's been sorted out with just the just having someone on call from Public Works being able to provide access, and also I think scheduling for the contractor so that it's not quite a span of days
in
between our dump closure and when.
Yeah, like a long weekend, like everybody's camping, you go, and it's quite a lot.
Well, the 3-day dump, I've heard complaints about that.
Yeah.
Like when there's a 3-day dump closure.
Yeah. So anyway, we're working on that. We're also looking at potentially adding another day to having the landfill open, but it's going to take a little bit of time juggling, scheduling, that kind of thing. So
it's great,
but it's definitely on the radar and work in progress. Had an in-person meeting with the Deputy Minister of Community Services last Monday as well too. That was a very productive meeting. Really, it was great to be able to make those relationships. Damien had a lot of really great insights, and really good to have a good working relationship there. And we'll be doing a follow-up here at some point as well too. In-person meeting with the AYC executive director, that was last Tuesday. So one of the topics that was discussed with both Damien and Kelsey was about the difficulty, some of the things that were referenced in the last meeting about difficulty with the banks providing access to capital for residents to be able to build and then to be able to access half funding. Mm-hmm. So both we have some potential works and things in the cooker anyway, in terms of working towards solutions on that. So
when we talk about things with half in the Canada building, we have posted on our online website like how the layout works, and it's like stated in there about CMHC and the half and everything. Are we like going to adjust that, or how do we navigate that piece? Because we're basically giving that information and has been on there.
Yeah, I think that the challenge is, so the challenge right now, so there's a challenge both from a runway point of view in terms of just the fact that the half funding has, set timelines. There's discussion about, if those might be flexible. I know that there's a request in discussion right now with CMHC on that. There's also discussion about if there's kind of an opportunity for a solution either from CMHC or from another government entity to be able to provide a bit of a buffer on the front end to be able to help get that access to capital that's needed in order for projects to move forward. And so I will say we're not alone in this. This is something that other communities are talking about as well too. But I think it's just a matter of just being able to kind of figure out how to kind of get that. These conversations are ongoing. Yeah.
So we're going to have this on the agenda at AYC coming up.
Yeah.
The next one.
In September.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did President Hanchar say that she was going to reach out for a meeting with us? Like she does the community visits. And also I asked her, like, it doesn't have to be in person. We could do it on Zoom. So
I haven't heard from President Hanchar. I have been in touch with many CAOs, including Watson Lake CAO. So
that would be an AYC one. So maybe Kelsey, if you maybe ask her.
Okay.
She might be able to work something out there.
Sure. Yeah. I'll make sure.
Might be a good thing to have it before the meeting. So then we have proper paperwork in place for the meeting.
Okay. Also had an initial discussion with TD branch manager last week, as well as initial discussion with the director of the Yukon Water Board. I've got an in-person meeting with the Water Board scheduled for Friday, and that's to talk about water license renewal. So I know we talked a little bit about that, but the water license for the treatment plant is good until the end of 2028. But it takes a long time for the process, the water board, to do water licensing. So we want to get a start on this sooner rather than later. And so it's getting a better understanding of what will be involved in the process. And so I'm going to go, and they suggested doing a meeting with the team there to basically kind of talk about, our unique situation with the wastewater treatment plant, and then just kind of some of the things that we'd be looking to change with our from our initial license from 2009 versus now. So Bill and I have had conversations with initial conversation with a consultant just to kind of give a high, like just to get a bit of an idea of what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I won't kind of get into that point yet, just because I want to hear straight from the water board, kind of what they think we'd be looking for. But I will be coming back to council for the next meeting with some recommendations based on these findings. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then there was a meeting with the manager of properties, UConn. I was in Public Works, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later on in camera. And then also AYC stakeholder analysis for land development strategies. We had a really good meeting on Friday with a number of other communities talking about trying to identify some of the pinch points for land development that communities are having. And so Prince and I took part in that meeting, and it was a really valuable discussion to kind of learn more about kind of what's happening from other communities' points of view, but also just being able to kind of see if we can find some solutions for things.
Lots of similar things. But
there's a lot of patterns. And then in terms of ongoing projects, the strat plan, we'll talk about that in the next section here. That is, we have a fourth edition completed. And then we also have ongoing work happening with the joint emergency plans and recommendations. VOC communication, I still need to, it's been, still trying to line up a time to meet with Kelly to talk about, see if we can do some joint things on that. That might be another thing we could talk about next week as well, too. Animal care and control initiatives, again, research on mortgage and loan policies for HAF, exploration of landfill schedule extension, and then advocating for more office space in the village and managing VOC leases. And so something that we could talk a little bit later. And that's all for me.
Thank you, Blake. Any questions for Blake?
Thank you for being so busy.
Yeah. What'd you do in your spare time?
Yeah.
All right. Association of Yukon Communities representative.
Nothing really to report. Just a reminder, we will be going to Mount Lorne in September for the board meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Very nice.
Jesus yourself would be going to that.
Mm-hmm. Unless you'd like to join me.
They're fine.
No, I can't, actually.
So, it's the first time it's in an LAC.
I think it is the first time it's been.
You're right. It's going to be happy. All right, 6.5 rec highlights.
So in terms of just the highlights that were given to me, in addition to the slow pitch, the big news is the slow pitch taking place Friday and Sunday. Eight teams. Again, this is, I think, and possibly nine at this point. It was eight teams that was this morning. But Chanel said she'll do more of an update for the next meeting. Nothing big. There was the pool closure. So there's the pool closure at this point. August 15th is when the pool is set to close for the season. There may be some flexibility on that, but at this point, that's the date. Ice plant turnup would be September 23rd, she says. And again, softball tournament this weekend, LSCFN ball line. That's the right highlights.
So, right. Yeah.
And then, 6.6 for the public works highlights. There's, again, this is kind of more of an interim report, but Jens had said that everything is okay. There was a little bit more inflow in the sewer plant since the river was going up, but it's going down since last Tuesday, so we were okay on that front. He also said that the arena ice is scheduled to be put in around September 11th or 12th at this point, and that anything needing repair will need to wait until ice is replaced in order for it to be covered under insurance. So if there's repairs to be made, like the insurance requires the ice to be in there before the repairs are made in order to cover it. And then water samples from the pool have come back okay. Water samples from the wells that have been tested along River Drive so far have been returned are fine, and that there's been work done on ditches and routine maintenance around the village.
Very good.
Yeah.
Village is looking very nice.
Yeah. Applaud the village staff, but also a big applaud for the student workers.
Yeah, that's they're great.
Yep. Thank you, Jens. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Chanel. Okay, new and unfinished business. 8.1 follow-up on landfill access for, well, you already kind of covered that, but you have more to speak on here?
Yeah, I mean, I think I pretty much covered that one off.
Good job. Okay. 8.2, follow-up on Monday, May the 18th, Council Strategic Planning Session.
Yeah, okay. So this is, we talked a bit about this in the last meeting.
A few emails
back and forth, yeah. It's always, I mean, it's trying to get a document to publication is always a tricky one, but I think it sounds like it was pretty close. The last one, basically, I just kind of noted that we may want to consider some of the language around the around the section of mining. Thank you, Councillor Wheeler, for the suggestion on that. So the only thing I changed from draft three to draft four, for the most part, was that generic language, and just identifying that advocating to be a stakeholder in proposed mining activity is to give the village a voice, to be able to advocate for any kind of activity maybe impacting the community, and just to be able to be at that table. And then there were just a couple of small changes that I made from the third edition. One of which was just that, and I just noticed that on page 23, I was referring to the asset management policy as needing a new one, and also the asset management plan is needing new. We have an asset management plan from 2022, and we also have an asset management policy from 2024. Mm-hmm. So it would just be a matter of reviewing and updating the policy and the plan, as opposed to creating them from scratch. So that was the big one. The other thing was that I also just noted was on page 18. I changed 60 days to 90 days. So within 90 days of council adopting the strategic plan, each department would produce a one-page annual work plan identifying which potential plan action we were leading or supporting, key deliverables and milestones, resources, needs, and dependencies on other departments, LCFM, like new partners. The change in the timing is just to accommodate fall is a busy time. There's a lot of time of staff that have requested time off. To be out on the land and to be mm-hmm. go on holidays and whatnot. So ideally we'd be having a staff strategic planning session in October, and then be able to dive down and have staff be able to present these departmental plans by probably the end of November, basically. So 90 days is probably more of a realistic timeline.
Well, it says within, might still end up at 60 days.
Yeah.
Probably be 15.
Yeah.
Or 89, I mean.
So that with the way the plan is right now, what I would recommend to council is if council would like to do a public engagement on the plan, I can approve approve all the track changes, and so create a final copy that we could put out to the public for public engagement. But it would be, I'd recommend maybe a motion to put it out for public engagement, just to ensure that we're the strat plan
is the vision. Okay.
Yeah.
Councillors. Somebody want to make a motion to put this
I'll make a motion to put the council strategic plan out for public engagement.
There's a second. Councillor Hanson, all in favor.
What does that look like? Like a public meeting?
I think you could just review it.
I think just a review, like just posting it and then just having comments come in.
Okay.
Like, but we, I mean, we could do, depending on, I mean, we could do a meeting if that's something that council would like to see.
I think if we ensure that everybody gets a copy for review purpose, like if it says review or whatever, just a draft, or we keep, just keep draft on it, then that would be fine.
Because it could be a link on the website, or people could pick up a hard copy at the village office if it need be.
It would still be in draft until council approves it.
Yes.
It would basically be taking the feedback to consider to see if there's another a version 5 that's needed.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. A list of outstanding property tax owners.
So, maybe if I could defer to Prince on this one. Did you want to speak to this, Prince?
I think there are more in this list. There are some of them be 2 or 3 of them be in between tonight and dawn.
Okay.
So we have a copy of how many and what's owing. Yeah. So letters have been sent out multiple times from what we're hearing from finance. Yeah.
I'm actually a little surprised. I think that's the most I've seen for a very long time.
They're in protest, but they're only harming themselves.
Yeah.
I never understand anybody not taking advantage of the paying early.
Long time.
Yeah. Well, you pay early, you get all those.
But most of the property tax that is owing right now is from taxpayers that don't live in the territory, from what I'm seeing.
And then the two that have been tax liens.
Yeah.
I am curious about the one that says cannot apply.
Yeah.
So if someone has an agreement with YG, it goes through.
So they don't have the title yet.
Okay, so YG still has the title.
One on the land lottery.
Yeah.
So it's like they have the title, but we cannot, if they don't pay the taxes, so we cannot lean on that. It's like still YG's property because it's not fully transferred to the person. So YG still have the stake on it.
So land development. Give a letter plus.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yukon English project from Fred Hook.
So this was an email that came in. Basically they're so in a nutshell they're collecting texts from regular council meetings for the purpose of language study, including research for a new dictionary of Canadian English. They're interested in including content from the Village of Carmack's council meeting minutes in the corpus, and we hope you will consider this invitation to participate. So,
yes. Minutes are available publicly. Can't they just scoop them?
I would say, sure.
I think it's probably a safe one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like interesting project.
Yes.
Yeah. Could we get follow up from the project?
Yeah.
Please.
Sure. Yeah, we could definitely ask.
Most of the guys have told it's like copyright.
Sure.
So they can use it. However.
So put that out there as a motion for Yukon English Project to select data from our open meetings. Do we have a mover?
I'll make that motion.
We have a seconder.
I'll second.
All in favor? Passes. Thank you, Fred Hook. Can I be the voice of the AI?
I will also ask that question.
I think maybe.
Okay. Village Service Coin Awards.
So do you want to speak to this one?
So this is the draft idea of how it will look like. And there is a quote as well with your...
Oh, on mine? Oh, on the back.
Okay, that's the price that I got it from the... We'll do this, all this work. But it's like, quote is I think around $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be 50 bronze, 25 silver, 25 gold.
So there's like a...
100 coins, which will last for probably 10 years because we will put a limit to the coins.
Yeah.
Bronze can be only maybe up to 5 a year. Silver, 2, gold medal, just 1 or 2.
So do you exchange your coin? Talk about this. But I did send an email or a message to Blake saying about some community, more community awards and kind of engagement piece of like acknowledgements and the things that happen here. And then we have something to acknowledge them with.
Were these for staff or people?
I think people in general. I mean, yes. Yes.
So we will have the bylaw and nomination process. Like you can go and ask folks. Council members or all the community members, they can nominate anybody, make their achievements and how long they work for some emergency services, fire department,
no,
and elders, and they all over the community abroad.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great idea.
But this is just a one-time cost that will be in this year, but it will last for probably 10 years, maybe 25 years. I don't know.
I like the idea of an antique bronze and antique silver just because it's like old timey and Yukonian.
And all the coins will be numbered. We don't want to make it like on the names on them. And it's back and forth every year. So all the like gold will be 0, 0, 1, 2, 3. So on our website, it will look like who will get them, who got the first coin, second coin, third, fourth, gold one, silver, bronze.
Good, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
And if people saying people lose one or whatever, so we don't
you know
as it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I'd really like to commend Prince for the work on this. He did put a lot of time into researching this. So
thanks, thank you.
And then we will decide that one date. Should everybody go to
that's right, sir.
All together.
Thank you, Prince. It says honoring individuals who have made meaningful and lasting contributions to our community. I like
it. Very nice.
So I guess we need a motion for the
committee. I'm just letting them look at the price.
Oh, okay.
The numbers.
Yeah, okay.
I think Dave's a pretty fair guy, so if that's what it is.
This is from Dave's Trophy.
Mm-hmm. Local.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I'll make a motion that we proceed with the purchase of the civic recognition coins.
I'll second it.
All in favor? That passes. Thank you very much.
Good job, Prince.
Does anybody in the gallery have questions?
I'm not sure. Let's ask the prince. Is there anybody in the gallery that has questions?
We have Michael Miller.
Does Michael Miller have any questions for council, mayor, and council? No.
Here we go.
Thank you for coming, Michael Miller.
I will make the motion to go in camera at, I don't know what time it is. 7:35. It was hard to see with the logo on here.